This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Taliban insurgents Wednesday captured airports in the Afghan provinces of Farah and Kunduz as they consolidated control and U.S. troops completed their withdrawal from Afghanistan by the end of the month. The Taliban also say they are in full control of 9 provincial capitals and closing in on others. The recent Taliban offensive has seen the insurgent group seize control of Afghanistan's border crossings with Iran, Turkmenistan, Iran, and of the 5 regular trade and travel routes with Pakistan. Afghan security forces have been struggling to stem rapid Taliban gains, which have shocked the U.S.-backed government and its international backers. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Afghan leaders to fight for their homeland, saying he did not regret his decision to order American troops to withdraw by the end of this month. Meantime, senior Afghan officials are in Doha for the international conference, which will discuss the Taliban blitz across Afghanistan. Abdullah Abdullah heads the Afghan government's Great Coalition, a reconciliation council that is, and is among one of the officials who will attend Thursday's talks. Ahead of the meeting, a Taliban political office spokesperson told Al Jazeera TV on Tuesday that if the Afghan government want to go further down the political path and solve the problems through dialogue, we are ready. While the capital of Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the stunning speed of the offensive raises questions of how long the Afghan government can maintain its control of the slivers of the country it has left. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.